For weeks, the island of Puerto Rico has been under the thrall of Bad Bunny. He is performing 30 concerts there this summer. His residency, as he calls it, is a homecoming for the global superstar born Benito Martinez Ocasio. It's also a homecoming for many thousands of Puerto Ricans who left their island but are flocking back for the shows. NPR's Adrian Florido has this story about the concerts and about what it means to come home.
As soon as she landed back on the island, Michelle Garcia Mercado felt at ease. She doesn't get to come home too often, but she was not going to miss Bad Bunny's concert.
Oh my God, like I feel at home, I feel at peace, I feel like happy for the first time in months.
She's one of hundreds of thousands of people who've left Puerto Rico in recent decades in search of opportunity. She remembers boarding the plane to Orlando 3 years ago.
I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Because I was like, I was trying to stay here for like the longest time.
But Puerto Rico is not an easy place for young people right now. Its economy is weak. Good jobs are hard to find. Housing's gotten so expensive as gentrification and tourist rentals have swallowed up units. There are constant power outages. A lot of people give up trying to make it here. Garcia's family on the island, like so many, has been hollowed out.
My brother left 3 years before me. My youngest brother and my mother left 2 years before me. They don't want to leave, but they did not feel like there was a future here.
Bad Bunny's concert series has been a reason to come home for Garcia and for many people who, like her, never really wanted to leave. She had a blast at the show.
It's a love letter to Puerto Rico and the culture, and especially to the people that have left.
Un aplauso para mami y papi, porque me están en pie.
The concert's titled No Me Quiero Ir De Aquí, I Don't Want to Leave Here. For 3 hours, San Juan's biggest concert arena pulsates with the rhythms and traditions of Puerto Rican culture. Things that make life here so rich, despite the struggles. There's bomba drum music that was first danced by enslaved Africans along the island's coasts. Música jíbara, peasant music that came from the rural mountains. There's plena. Salsa. Reggaeton house party. It's visceral joy. And yet, all around, people are crying, kissing their friends, their fathers, their grandmothers. It's the nostalgia, the sorrow of so many families that have had to say goodbye to the people they love. And then Bad Bunny speaks to the 18,000 people in the arena, those who still live here and those who don't.
A los que se fueron de Puerto Rico sin querer ni sueñan con volver, a los que seguimos aquí todavía, no nos queremos ir de aquí, seguimos aquí.
For those of us who've had to leave but dream of coming back, he says, to those of us who are still here, we don't want to leave, we're still here. This song in the rhythm of plena has become an anthem on the island. It's just about wishing you'd taken more photos of the people you've lost. Yarimar Bonilla is a political anthropologist at Princeton. She's been to the concert more than once this summer. Like many Puerto Ricans, she found great success in the States. But also like many of them, she's long felt guilty about leaving. Bad Bunny's message that where you live doesn't make you any less Puerto Rican has been like a balm for her soul.
Oh, I get emotional. It's almost like forgiving. Like, I think for those in the diaspora, it feels like we've been forgiven. You know, it's like a recognition that we left unwillingly and that we've never forgotten this place, that we are still part of it.
But her favorite parts of the concert are the defiant ones. Many young people are no longer just accepting that they'll have to leave to find opportunity. Many are putting up a fight to stay, getting politically active, protesting the sorry state of affairs. Bad Bunny's songs reflect that, too.
when he says, de aquí nadie me saca, de aquí yo no me muevo.
They won't force me out of here. I'm not moving.
Dile que esta es mi casa, donde nació mi abuelo.
Tell them, this is my home. This is where my grandfather was born.
And then everyone saying, yo soy de P.R.
Tanisha Galarza is playing her cuatro, a Puerto Rican folk guitar, in the public plaza of her hometown, Guayanilla, on the island's southern coast.
Estoy honrada de que por lo menos casi toda mi familia no ha tenido que irse.
I'm blessed that most of my family has not had to leave, she says. She's 23. She wants to pursue her musical career in Puerto Rico.
Me encantaría yo quedarme en Puerto Rico, pero sí he llegado a tener esa preocupación de que quizás tuviera.
But she has worried that she might have to leave. Her mother, Joyce Figueroa, says, look around at this plaza.
Cuando miras alrededor de la plaza, ves que el tiempo se ha congelado.
It's frozen in time, she says. The Catholic Church was destroyed by an earthquake 5 years ago. It's still not been repaired. The City Hall, just finally being repaired 8 years after Hurricane Maria damaged it. The town library, closed for lack of funding.
Y es difícil convencerlos de que se queden, de que progresen aquí, de que.
It's hard to convince your children that they should want to stay and build a future here, she says. She and her daughter and their whole family went to Bad Bunny's concert together. They cried and cried.
Sinceramente, lloré como cuatro veces. Con eso se lo digo todo.
Es un sentimiento a otro nivel. So,
it was an amazing feeling, Galarza says. She's been learning Bad Bunny's songs on her cuatro.
Quieren quitarme el río y también la playa. Quieren el barrio mío y que abuelita se vaya. No, no.
Bad Bunny is making young people so proud to be from here, her mother says.
Entonces el orgullo patrio crece y entonces la realidad es que tú no quieres irte y lo intentas tal vez un poquito más.
And when you're proud of your homeland, you try a little harder for it, she says. You fight just a little harder to stay. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.